I think what is happening in Sudan is just a tip of the iceberg. And if you recall, all this contagion started with Osman activities in Haiti. So it dawned on other international organizations to do some sort of reassessment of what has happened in the past. That is where the Ghanaian contingents in the South Sudan issue came up. I think about 24 of such cases. But nevertheless, even though our name in the international community is being dragged in the mud, we shouldn't lose cognizance of the fact of the contribution Ghana has made to UN peacekeeping over the period. If you look at from the 1960s to now, Ghana has stood tall among nations with regards to contribution to UN peacekeeping training abroad. But there's one significant thing. Ghana risks being deleted on the list of nations that can contribute to troops in the United Nations peacekeeping. Given what I'm hearing from a colleague from the African Union perspective, they are conducting a reassessment of all the countries because of what is happening in the international world now. If you look at the UN Charter, to take advantage of somebody who is coming out of a conflict is a crime. So that is our fear at the moment. So it means that Ghana risks losing some form of income from this international peacekeeping. Don't forget that the contingents we send, Ghana get a percentage. And if you recall over the period, even our contingents have been complaining the amount government pays to them is nothing to write home about. And these are some of the revenues we use in taking care of our military expenses that government in a way is not able to take care of.
Mr. Cotton suggested that after thorough investigation into the alleged scandal, those who are found to be involved should be dismissed from the service.
I would urge that investigation should be speeded up such that our name will not be banned in the international community.
Looking at the numbers, would you say that all the 46 police officers were involved in this sexual act or only some few?
As it stands now, if you look at the communique, it says alleged. So it means that investigations are still going on. That is why we are praying that they should take recognizance of Ghana's standing in the international community and do Ghana good by speeding up the investigations. And out of the 46, those who are found culpable will be dealt with to just spare Ghana that name calling in the international community.
What kind of sanctions will you prefer for those who will be found out to have involved themselves in this act?
If you look at our Security Act and the UN Charter, the appropriate sanction is dismissal, outright dismissal. It means that you don't even have the moral certitude to be able to function as a peacekeeper.
Executive Director, African Center for Security and Counterterrorism, Emmanuel Koting, talking to Felix Kofi.